Welcome back to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. I'm your host, Naftali Herman. It's great to be back with each and every one of you. As always, thank you so much for joining today's program and making it a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the sixth day of the month of Mar Cheshvan. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular the Schwartz family, whose names are prominently listed in the OU daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. And please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the daily call and introduce Rabbi Menachem Goldberger of Congregation Tiferet Yisrael in Baltimore, Maryland. He shared the Chizuk, which we immediately followed by Rabbi Goldberger slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. These are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130, and will be followed by the Mishaberach, Lecholim, and Achenu. Somewhere in between all of this, the last time we had Rabbi Goldberger on, we were privileged to hear him sing the beautiful Chadodi melody, which he composed, and we are once again in for a treat, as he will honor us again with singing and sharing his beautiful melody. The Chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Goldberg.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Herman. It's really a pleasure to be back on the Daily Tehillim and Chizuk call, and I want to give you a big Yashar Koach for helping to bring Klal Yisrael together each day. What a beautiful thing. I want to say a special hello to my Aunt Sonia in Chicago. We come to this Parsha this week, Parshas Lech Lecha. There's something very striking. The very first words which Hashem spoke to the very first Jew are Lech Lecha. Hashem really could have begun with any words that he chose. He could have said, Avram, Avram, as he often does with many of the Nevi'im. Maybe Shalom Aleichem, Avram. But he chose the words Lech Lecha. All of the Torah's words are significant. Hashem is speaking to us in the words of the Torah. What are we being taught? What are we being taught in the here and now from the words Lech Lecha? I would like to suggest three lessons. The first one is the word Lecha. The Mefarshei HaTorah, the great Torah commentators, they ask this question, what's the word Lecha doing there? Why not just Lech, go forth? Why Lech Lecha? The Malbim in his commentary says, it means go to yourself. Lech Lecha, go to become yourself. Hashem is telling Avraham Avinu, Abraham, that the purpose of the journey in the world, of each person's journey in the world, is to actualize their own relationship with Hashem. Become yourself, not somebody else. We hear talk of role models, and role models are extremely important for all of us, people that we look up to in life, great men and great women. But I think we have to keep something in mind, that the purpose of a role model is not to imitate that person and not to try and become that person. The purpose of a role model is to be inspired by that person's life and the lessons of their life, and to then apply those lessons and that inspiration to our own life, into the person who we are, not the person who they are. Lech Lecha, go to become yourself. The second lesson I'd like to bring out is the word Lech itself. Lech means to go forward. So perhaps Hashem is telling Avraham Avinu it's all about moving forward in life. It's about growth, one step at a time. I remember once sitting at the Shabbos table of my Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Rabbi Shlomo Tursky, in Denver, Colorado, where I grew up. And he was speaking one Shabbos, and after his words, somebody said, Rabbi, last week you said something else about Shabbos. And Rabbi Trusky responded, that was last week. Each week he had a different perception, a different view, a new view. Lech, lech lecha. This also doesn't mean to be perpetually running around. You know, in our times, people run around a lot, even though we're slowed down a lot by COVID, but there's a lot of running around. I think sometimes we think if we're running around a lot that we must be growing. We must be doing something because we're constantly running around. But it's not true. Lech Lecha is talking about internal growth. That type of forward movement is panemius. It's in the inner person. So all of life's situations, up or down, happy or sad, darkness or light, the goal is to find Hashem in that place and to grow in that place. As Rabbi Twersky used to say, wherever you are is a fine place to start. The third lesson I wanted to bring out today, to me, is really amazing. The Torah says, Lech Lecha, the Zohar HaKadosh says, that Me'a Brachos B'chol Yom, 100 blessings each and every day, is hinted to in the words Lech Lecha. How so? Because Lech Lecha has the gematria, the numerical equivalent of Me'a, 100. Well, of course, what's amazing to me is, what is the connection? What's the connection between going forth, Lech Lecha, and saying 100 brachos each day? I'd like to suggest the following idea. Me'a 100 is a mispar shalem. It's a complete and whole number. 10 represents completion in Jewish thought, and certainly 10 times 10 is, you could say, super completion, mispar shalem. How do we get that? How do we get that mispar shalem, that complete number, that fulfillment of our lives? I think it may be this. When we take the journeys of our life with the overarching goal of striving to connect to Hashem in each journey, as the Ramchal says in the Derech Hashem, Chelek Aleph, Perek Dalet, to be pone elav, we're trying to face God. All of our avoda, all of our work is about facing God, which means to be in a relationship with Hashem. And each time we do that, on each one of our journeys, we bring down a bracha. We bring down a blessing, min hashamayim, from heaven, in that place in our life. And that blessing, of course, is disseminated to the rest of the world. If we are able to do that throughout our life, granted there's going to be some missteps involved, but if we're trying, if we're on track, then we have Me'a Brachos, the completion, the fulfillment of life, finding Hashem wherever we are. That's the Me'a Brachos. My tefillah for all of us, my prayer for each and every one of us, is all three things. Number one, that we should be able to reach Lecha, our own self. Number two, Lech, to be able to always be growing. And thirdly, Me'a Brachos, to bring the source of brachos into our life, each and every one of us, la'orach yamim tovim, for long, healthy, joyous, nachastic days, lanu u'l'chol Yisrael. I'm going to proceed now with the four tehillim that we say, and we'll say each one of them, beginning with Tehillim Chaf, which is chapter 20. Lamanatseach mizmor l'David. Yancha Adonai b'yom tzara, yisagevuch Hashem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach ezrucha mikodesh, umitzion yisadecha. Yizkor kol minchosecha, v'olasucha yidashne sela. Yitein lecha chilvavecha, v'chol atzasucha yimalei. Niranina b'yishuasecha, u'b'shem Eloheinu nidgol, Yemalei Adonai kol mishalosecha. Ato yodati ki Yoshia Adonai mishicho. Ya'anehu mishmei kodesho. Migavuros yesha yemino. Ele verechav. Ve'ila vasusim, anachnu b'shem, Adonai Eloheinu nazkir. Hema karu v'nafalu, v'anachnu kamnu v'anith odad. Adonai Hoshia, hamelech ya'anenu v'yom karenu. Now Tehillim Chaf Gimel, chapter 23. Bizvor l'David, Adonai roi lo echzor. Binos deshe yarbi tseini. Ame menuchos yinahaleni. Nafshi yishovev yancheini. B'magle tzedek b'ma'an shemo. Gam ki eilech b'geit samoves lo irara ki ata imadi. Shivtecha umishantecha heima yinachamuni. Ta'aruf l'fanai shulcha neged zorarai. Dishanta v'ashemen roshi kosi ravaya. Ach tova chesed yudafuni kol yamei chayoi. Ishakti b'veis Adonai li'orech yamim. Now Tehillim Kuf Chaf Aleph 121. Shalom alos esoinai lohori me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri me'im Adonai osei shamayim ba'aretz. Ayitein lamot raglecha. Al yanum shomerecha. Hine lo yanum v'lo yishan shomer Yisroel. Adonai shomerecha. Adonai silcha ayad yaminecha. Yomam ha-shemesh lo yakecha. V'yareyach baloyla. Adonai yishmorcha mikol ra. Yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai yishmor. Tehillim, Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. Shir ha-ma'alos mi-ma-makim krasicha Adonai. Adonai shima v'koli tiyano aznecha kashuvos v'kol tachanunoi. Im avonos tishmoya Adonai mi yamod ki imcha hasilicha lema'an tivarei ki visi Adonai ki visa nafshi v'li devarai hoichalti nafshi l'Adonai mi shamrim laboker yachel Yisrael el Adonai. Kim Adonai ha-chesed v'yarbe imo v'dus. V'hu yifdes Yisrael mikol avonosav. Achenu kol beis Yisrael ha-nesunim b'tzara u'v'shivya. Ha-umdim bein bayam u'vein bayabasha. Ha-makom yirachem aleihem b'yotziyem. Yitzara l'rvacha. Umeyafela laura mishibu ligaula. Hashto ba'agala vizman kariv v'nomar amen. As Rabbi Herman mentioned, our last call, I sang v'chadori. Last time I sang it with the words. This time I'm just going to sing the nigun. And it was the nigun that Hashem blessed me with over 40 years ago when I was still in Denver. And Baruch Hashem, we sing it and we hope that it is a source of inspiration for many. Did it Wishing everybody all good things, a gezint winter, and bracha v'hatzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yideichem.
Amen. Beautiful. Thank you so much, Rabbi Goldberg. What a privilege for us. I was singing with you the whole time, and we could go on, but I really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need, and whatever it is that we may be davening, that we may be praying for, may all of our tefillos be answered, the tova for good. Please join us again tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for our next regularly scheduled program. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.